Welcome to the Interview with a VA series, where I get to talk with some of the most talented VAs I know. I'm Anastasia Bryce, founder of AssistU, and today I'm talking with Mindy Bowman. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning.
Let's start. Tell me where you're located.
I am located in Crystal Beach, Florida, which is a small community in West Central Florida.
So if people don't have any concept of Florida, but they've heard of towns, what's the closest big kind of destination that you live near?
We're considered part of the Tampa Bay area, but I'm closer to Clearwater, Florida, which a lot of people have heard of because they have awesome beaches. But don't let Crystal Beach, the name of Crystal Beach, fool you. It's really not Crystal Beach like you would think, like Clearwater, Florida. It's more like old Florida, brown, mushy beach. I know, it makes no sense.
Brown, mushy beach, Florida. Nice.
Yes.
And how long have you been a VA?
I have been a VA for 2 years now.
Awesome. What kind of clients do you work with?
I have a ton of different clients. I have business coaches. I have a gentleman who does photography tours. I have an author speaker, and I have a relationship development client. So I kind of have a bunch of different people that I work with, which makes my job really exciting because I get to do different things for different people.
And is that purposeful? I mean, would you call yourself a generalist, and you're looking more for kind of people who do interesting work, or you look for people who do interesting work and are interesting people, rather than having any interest in going in one particular direction?
Yeah, I think that for me, it's more about the people and the work they do than a specific, you know, branch of being a virtual assistant. I really like learning new things. So with every client that I bring on, I've had to learn something new and exciting based on what it is that they're doing. So it makes my job very exciting, and I like being able to switch between different things going on. It makes it a lot more interesting, I think, than just specializing in one certain thing
or one certain type of person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like it's very purposeful. You know that when you go out to look for clients, or when clients come and talk to you, it isn't, oh, you're not a specific thing. You're not a business coach, or you're not a whatever, so I won't work with you. It is a, tell me about what you're doing and tell me who you are, and then let's see what happens. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is. Exactly.
And so where do you think your brilliance is as a VA?
What I'm really, really good at is making things pretty. I really like the graphics side of being a VA. I've done that in my past corporate life, which is what helped train me to become a VA. Actually, everything that I did in my past corporate life trained me to be a VA. But where I really, really shine is in being able to look at websites and social media graphics and marketing pieces and business cards, logos, you name it, anything that has to do with the graphic end of things, and being able to help people take the ideas that are in their head and putting them on paper or online, however, you know, whatever media that we're using to transmit those thoughts. And that's really, really what I like to do. Doesn't mean that I'm not good at other stuff. I'm very detail-oriented. But the graphic side of what I get to do for my clients is really kind of where I think I shine.
And so that we don't confuse people and have them think that that's all you do. I mean, you said it's not that you're not good at other things. So all the usual kinds of administrative and operations-y kinds of things, you're nailing. You're just saying that this is the thing where you really, really shine.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do a lot of other things. Like I love Excel. I like making complicated spreadsheets. One of my clients, I do a lot of travel for them, and I've almost thought that maybe I need to become a travel agent because I've gotten really good at doing that too. But so I do a bunch of different things other than just the graphics.
Awesome. If you had to give a really great biz success tip, what would your best biz success tip be?
My best biz success tip would be make sure you know what your plan is for the day. Especially in this business, I think it's really easy because there's new and fun things coming on along all the time technology-wise to get sidetracked. And there's definitely time to go do and fun and, you know, play with those new fun things. But for me, I know that I also need to make sure that I get what my plan is, what I need to accomplish for the day. I need to know what that is so that I can go do the fun stuff and play without any, not consequences, but yeah, without consequences, without a burdened conscience.
Right. So kind of know what you need to do, do it, and then go play. Sounds like what my mom used to say to me when I was a kid, you know, you have to do your homework first, and then you can go play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What small daily accomplishments make you feel like your life is really well lived?
For me, it is getting to throw away one of my sticky notes. I have kind of my checklist is I love sticky notes, and I write things down on my sticky notes, and I have them posted where I can see them. And that way, too, I can move them around and prioritize as needed. And whenever I can take one of those and throw it away, meaning that I'm done with that or I've, you know, put it to bed or it's in the process of what I need to do, then to me, that's kind of like ticking off that checkbox on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's throwing away my sticky note in the trash. That means that one's done next.
I love hearing that you do that with the sticky notes because I remember the very first time I heard someone talk about using stickies to keep a to-do list. I thought, wow, that's got to be a lot of stickies. And then she said, yeah, and I get to reorder them. And I thought, there's the brilliance in the method. Because other people who actually write them on a list, you end up with a lot of crossed off stuff ultimately, but stuff that's still there and you have to then rewrite it. You just move it, and that's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Plus, do you use colorful sticky notes? I mean, are you a single color sticky note girl or a multi? In my head, you're a multicolor, so you've got almost this very pretty colorful thing, which kind of goes back to making things pretty in my head for you. And so which is it, single color or multicolor sticky notes?
I am multicolor, but I am multicolor in that I'll get one because I have one of those pop-up things. So I'll get whenever the pop-up thing is gone, then I'll switch to a different color. But they're all the bright pink, bright green, bright yellow. So, yeah, it's – and depending – and it's interesting that you should say that because for me – if I have a sticky note that is an odd color, that means it's an old one and I need to do something with it because I've moved on to a different color. So, yeah.
That's funny. It's like the what do they call that? I don't know. It's like a hitch in your get-along almost. You're like, no.
Yes.
It's a color that isn't the right color. No. Yeah,
not
funny.
The right color. It's been there. It needs something. It needs to be handled. Yes.
Awesome. In 11 words or less, this ought to be fun, tell me your stance on something you believe in.
I believe that you should say what you do, and then you should do what you say.
Is that 11 or less? Say what you
is.
Do and do what you – okay.
Do what
yeah.
You say.
It
yeah.
is. Awesome.
Yeah,
go ahead. No, you –
no, I was just going to say, because sometimes, I mean, A, people aren't going to know what you do until you tell them, but you should also you should also follow through. If you're going to tell somebody, yeah, this is what I do, I think you should also follow through with what it is that you say that you do,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. I had someone that I worked with a long time ago tell me that, and it was when they said it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's just brilliant. Because it really is true. I mean, if you say what you're going to do, and then you actually do what you've said, then, you know, that a lot of things are going to come up for whoever it is that you're helping. They're going to learn to trust you. They're going to learn to respect you. And they're going to learn that, you know, you are a person of your word. And to me, that's important.
I think it's very important. It's especially important in the world we work in being so virtual, right, where we don't mm-hmm. – I mean, we can meet clients, but we don't always meet clients. And so
right.
building trust really is dependent on doing what you say you're going to do and showing
yeah.
up that way or not, I mean, right? Because if you don't,
right.
that'll tell a story too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. If you had to pick just three of your passions to engage in for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Well, I want to say, first, my family. I have a large family, and family is very important to me. I just had a daughter who recently got married, and we have I have stepchildren, and we actually have two that are married now. But to me, being there and being in their lives and helping them and just doing life with them is very important. I also love to travel, and I think that's one of the reasons why I became virtual, because I can travel, but I can still work because I am virtual, and it has really helped. Being a virtual assistant has really helped me be able to do the things with my family that I want to do, but still be able to work and not have to worry about things that fall through the cracks or anything like that. And the third one would absolutely positively be horseback riding. That is my passion that isn't for my family. It's for me, and my family is very happy that I do it, because if I don't, then I get really grouchy. So, and it's something that even when I was a little kid, I mean, I fell in love with horses when I was very little and grew up with horse posters all over my room, but I didn't really get to do it until I was old enough to pay for it myself. And I always told everybody that as long as I can find a way to climb on top of the horse, then I'm going to be riding. They may have to get a crane and hoist me up and place me on top of the horse, but I'm still going to ride. Maybe some Velcro, too, to help hold me on. But hopefully I can do it for a very long time.
That would be lovely. I'd love to see you at 90 still riding. 95. Let's make a
95.
Goal. 95 and Mindy's still riding.
Yeah. Like Queen Elizabeth. I think
does she ride horseback? Does she?
Yes, she does.
Oh,
yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right. If you could break any law or rule without consequence, what would it be?
I would say the law of gravity. But for very various different reasons. I mean, I've always thought being able to fly like Superman would be super fun. And then there's other things about the whole getting old thing, you know, gravity just isn't your friend. So if I could break that law, I would love to break that law.
I love it. I had the most great picture in my head when you said that. That was fun. And one more fun question. I'm gonna do this one fun question based on something you mentioned before when you were talking about horseback riding. So would you rather for the rest of your life, muck out stalls or groom the horses?
Well, you know, that one's kind of hard because people would say, oh, definitely groom. Well, some horses don't like to be groomed. In fact, I've had horses that try to bite you when you groom them because they just have extra sensitive skin. amazing that you wouldn't think that a horse would want to be brushed and scratched and groomed, but there are those out there. If a horse loves to be groomed, then absolutely love to groom them, because it's just the most pleasant thing in the world if they're staying there and just loving what you're, you know, that you're loving on them. But there are moments when picking up poo, horse poo, is also very therapeutic. It takes no brains. It's a physical act, which also is very good, and it just kind of helps you clear your mind. You'd be amazed at how good you feel after you go clean out a stall. I know that sounds very strange, but it is very therapeutic.
Hmm. Well, that's really interesting. I guess I would have thought that you would have picked grooming, too, but I don't ride. So, you know, if in a non-rider's brain, grooming, oh, brushing the horses, and you get to pet them, and it seems so nice and connected.
Yeah.
But I could certainly see it if they're trying to bite you or kick you or
yeah,
whatever
so
they're trying
fun.
To do.
No.
And, I completely get that. Thank you for sharing that with me.
You're welcome. And those soft horse tails that look so nice and soft and flowing, not so soft.
They're stingy.
Coarse and stingy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That I do know. Isn't that weird?
No, that's not weird.
I have no concept of whether, you know, grooming is better than mucking, but I know that a horse tail is stingy. Huh, interesting. Well, that's a wrap. Thank you for joining me learning more about Mindy. You can find out even more about her on her site at mindybowman.com. You can find out more about the work we do with VAs over at assistyou.com and see all the ways we support the folks who want to work with VAs over at workwithava.com.